Hello, welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. But this is one of those unofficial episodes where I just come here to not rant. I don't say rant all the time because I'm not an angry person, or not everything makes me angry. But there's always something to rant about. And today, I want to rant about jackpine. Right, so since 2021, I've counted 12 acquaintances. They're not all close friends, so let me just use the word acquaintances. I've counted 12 acquaintances that have left the country. I don't know. I might be another person's acquaintance and live in the country too, you know? Because it's just, we're at that stage where people's skills and talents and everything are being appreciated and protected outside their own country, not here, right? So, yeah, I think for many of my friends, because many of my friends are creatives, I think that is the major goal for them. You know, to go to a place where they can fully express themselves. And Nigeria is not exactly conducive to do that. So there's been this huge immigration. And I don't want to talk about the logic of it, you know, how logical it is to actually do that at this point. Or I don't want to talk about if it's a good or bad decision. I don't want to talk about all that. All I want to talk about is how it is affecting me and uprooting my relationships. Okay. I know I always want the best for my friends and people around me, especially if they're people that are driven and, you know, have so much on the inside of them that they should unleash on the world. But Nigeria stifles you, you know? So when these people get the opportunity to leave and go to a place where they can truly, truly live and be themselves and express themselves to the optimum level, you know, it's a very beautiful thing and something to be very happy about. But it's... I don't like saying this out loud because I don't like to be misconstrued, but it is possible to be happy and a little sad at the same time. While you're happy that they're going to get to be who they are, who they really are, and do all the things they've always wanted to do and live out their dreams, you're sad that you can't just pick up your car keys if you have a car, or just say you want to pay them a visit. Like that, you know, it's not, the whole thing is uprooting relationships, and it makes me sad. I'm tired of pretending that it doesn't. It does. And this month alone, I know how many important people to me have left the country, and I was just tired of pretending this is affecting us. It is taking, it is separating us. And it's sad. It makes me very sad. Yeah. But life must go on. You know. I'm not going to lie. I haven't figured out how I'm going to deal with it. You know, because sometimes when it hurts too much, you know, no matter how you try to communicate, it's never the same. It's never the same. And that breaks your heart in some way as well. Right? And for some people, the coping mechanism might be not to talk to that person for a while, and then you get really detached. And it's not because they envy you. It's not always because they envy you. I heard someone say that sometime, that their friends stopped talking to them because they left the country. And I realize that sometimes it's even a coping mechanism for them, because they can't deal with you being so far away. And the stress of actually trying to incorporate the vast differences in your timelines or lifestyles would weigh on them as well. I don't know if that makes sense. And all of that, you know, yeah, can really strain a friendship. And I don't think anyone is to blame for that. It's just how life is. There are some things you can't control, but because you can't control them does not mean they don't impact you or affect you in a certain way. I just wish everybody the best of luck, because I want people to grow. I want people to thrive. I want people to be themselves. I want people to live on their own terms. And however they get there, bless them, bless their hearts, bless the work of their hands, right? Whew. But I just came here to rant, like I said. That's how I feel today about Japa culture. You know, maybe I'll feel differently sometime later, but that's how I feel right now. Thank you for listening. Bye.